House Republicans on Tuesday failed to advance a measure that would repeal regulations that increase efficiency standards for light bulbs. Democrats, despite being in the minority in the House, were able to defeat the repeal because the measure was brought up under rules that require two-thirds majority for passage. One Texan Republican explained his party's opposition to the new law, saying, "The 2010 elections demonstrated that Americans are fed up with government intrusion. The government has crept so deep into our lives that they now determine what kind of light bulbs the American people are allowed to purchase." Republicans also said the new types of bulbs are too expensive. Prices range from about $1.50 for a halogen incandescent to $20 for LED bulbs, which are supposed to last 10 years. Regular bulbs today cost about 35 cents. Democrats countered that the cost of the new bulbs would be offset by savings on the energy bills of consumers, which could save households about $50 a year. Nationally, consumer savings could be $6 billion a year. The first step of the new standards, effective January 1st, requires bulbs to be 25 to 30% more efficient. The second step requires bulbs to be 60% more efficient by 2020. The law includes exceptions for specialty lights, like candelabra lamps and three-way bulbs. The restrictions could eliminate the familiar incandescent bulbs, which have used the same technology since Thomas Alva Edison invented them. One Democrat said Republicans were wrong to propose the repeal at a time when Congress should be focusing on creating jobs. "By bringing misguided bills like this one to the floor instead of a comprehensive jobs plan, it is clear that House Republicans are still in the dark," he said.